We've been talking to kids in Utah this week about terrorism. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage. Mary?
Simone, they may not know exactly what ISIS stands for or where it is, but this is how they feel about terrorism and terrorists.
It makes me sad when people die.
It's like just people who bully people. Well, not really, but not bully, like kill people and hurt people and make sure they're not happy.
Experts say you may not think kids understand, but hearing about the violence of attacks can leave lasting impressions on children. They say you can ask them what they've heard, then talk about such events in an age-appropriate way. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Kids in Utah are talking about what terrorism means to them. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Simone, kids say they've heard the word ISIS or they hear about terrorism on the news or from friends, but they are sure it's not in America.
It makes me sad, but since we're back like all the way over there, if they never came here, I'd be probably feel unsafe. But right now I feel safe.
Because everybody protects us.
Experts say you can ensure your children who are worried that they are safe answer their questions on their level and help assign meaning to meaningless violence. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.